Brian in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, listening on Catholic.com. Your question, please, for Tim Staples.
Hi, is it Tim?
Yes.
I love you so much.
All right. Is this Brian?
I'm so excited. Yes, this is Brian.
All right, Brian. Welcome, my friend.
Please let me introduce myself first. I was baptized in the Presbyterian Church, Protestant Church.
Okay.
But after going to a Catholic school for 4 years, I do really love the church, so I decided to convert to Catholicism.
Fantastic.
Thank you. And I understood how the church. I understand the reason why the church prevents people, non-Catholic, to take communion is to protect them from bringing condemnation upon themselves. But when I went to confession and I said to the priest, "Oh, I'm not Catholic yet, but I want to be Catholic," but the priest won't let me do confession with him. I just wondered why the church would prevent non-Catholics. Like me, to go to confession. Didn't the church encourage everybody to go to confession?
Right. Yes, and that's a great question, Brian. The bottom line is this. In order to receive a sacrament in the church, you have to be in communion with Christ and his church. Now, the way that God has gifted us with these sacraments, they each have a particular purpose. Now, baptism is the sacrament along with faith, whereby we enter into Jesus Christ and his church if we're Catholic. And that sacrament gives us, or opens the door, if you will, to all of the other sacraments in accordance with our particular calling in life. So unless we're baptized, for example, we cannot receive any of the other sacraments because we're not in Christ yet. We're not in his church. Therefore, that doorway has not been open to all the other sacraments. Now, you're a Christian, you're baptized. However, you're not in full communion with the Catholic Church. So while we recognize, Brian, your Christian baptism as, and I'm assuming you are a baptized Christian, Brian, because you mentioned you were Presbyterian.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we acknowledge that you are a Christian, but you're separated from us. In order to go on to receive another sacrament, even for a Catholic, as you grow up in the church, you have to profess faith that you believe, otherwise you shouldn't receive the sacrament. You know, we can sin against faith or against hope as well as against charity. We can commit sins against chastity as well as sins against faith. For example, if I say, you know what, I don't believe the Pope anymore is the Vicar of Christ. Well, then I have no right to receive a sacrament in the Catholic Church because that's an essential teaching that if I reject, I'm no longer in communion with the Catholic Church. So it's not just you, Brian, or folks, you know, that are Protestant or outside of the Catholic faith. Anyone that is not truly in communion with Jesus Christ and his church cannot receive a sacrament in the church. Now, now somebody might ask, well, wait a minute, if you fall into a sin, though, can't you go to confession to be reestablished? Absolutely. If you fall into a sin, let's say it is a sin against the Sixth Commandment, then you're sorry for that sin. As a Catholic, you go to confession and you, God reestablishes you, or as the Council of Trent said, you are justified again. And you re-enter into that full communion with Christ and his church. But, Brian, if you're a Protestant or you're someone or you're a Catholic who rejects something that is essential about the Catholic faith, then you can't be reestablished into that full communion because there's an obstacle, there's a block there. All right. But now, Brian, you might ask, well, what if I'm a Protestant, but I agree with everything the Catholic Church teaches? Well, come on in, you know, talk to the local parish there, get into the RCIA program, because what the church generally, barring, you know, a danger of death or something where pretty much the church throws law to the wind and gets the grace to someone who professes faith in the Catholic faith and is in danger of death. But generally speaking, what the church wants you to do is make a commitment so that you show publicly, yes, I am committed to the Catholic Church. I believe in Jesus Christ and in his church. And that's what happens through the RCIA program. You make that profession, kind of like when you're going to get married, right? You have to go through classes and then you publicly profess, yes, I am devoted to my now wife or soon to be wife. I am committed to her for life. That is what gives you the right to marry her and then go on to the consummatum or the consummation. Does that help, Brian? See, the church wants to know that you are committed, and you have to do that publicly because, of course, receiving sacraments is not just a private thing. It's a public thing. Does that help at all, Brian?
Yeah, that helps. And may I have a follow-up question?
Sure. Fire away.
So since I'm now in this situation like, what should I do? Like, I mean, daily, and after I got confirmed, do I have to profess all the mortal sins I committed before my confirmation?
No, what you need to do, your first confession, and Brian, you're bringing back fond memories for me because I am a convert. I came into the church in 1988. And what I had to do is confess all of my known mortal sins. At the very least, I did more than that. I confessed as many venial sins as I could think of as well. And the church encourages that, though it's not absolutely required. But you have to, absolutely required, commit all the known mortal sins you've committed since your baptism. Because, of course, at baptism, all sins... original sin, personal sin, and in fact, all punishment due for sin is gone. So whether you're baptized as a Presbyterian, a Baptist, a Catholic, if it's a valid baptism, all the sins before that are gone. But you do need to confess all of the mortal sins that you remember since your baptism. And you're going to walk out of that confessional, my friend, and I speak from experience, feeling about 50 pounds lighter. I guarantee you, because it's a glorious thing, that first confession. But does that help, Brian?
Yes, that helps a lot. Thank you very much.